guilty of any lie or any dare these days. I'm ready to sparks fly in a gasoline tank as we embark on a boat already sinking. And these are days
Move. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show, and we've got Michael Daughtry tuning up in the studio today, but before that we've got more local music on the way. Here is Zubris with La Guitarra.
You can see that we just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time I see him on the sidewalk, flicking his wand in six string, playing his favorite song, I promise to sing along. I say la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. Important to support what he loves to be. Music is the air that he breathes. He breathes. Toca la, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca la, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca la, toca la, toca la. Toca la, toca la, toca la guitarra.
across your face. See your dreams every night, but you're bumping your head to it. So he jumps out of bed and gets ready, grabbing the guitar case, going to the same place. And he knows that you're willing to drop $3 on a cup of joe that you finish in 10 minutes. But you're holding quarters, cause you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite. No, you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite, infinite. If you just took a minute, look at the big picture, you could see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk, flicking my 1/6 string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, toca la guitarra.
Subris la guitarra. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. We started out our show today with some Matt Phillips, Move. And Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can give them a call at 919-968-4411. Visit their website at musicloftofcarrboro.com, or just go check out their store. And that's located right in downtown Carrboro on Main Street. And let's have some more music. How about some Joshua Starmer while Michael Daughtry is still getting ready? So here's some Joshua Starmer. Oh, you know what? Maybe it'll go away.
Situation. I see that I'm just a piece in the game. All the white pawns surround me. Everything moves but stays the same. The castle is in his corner. The queen shifting in and out of the frame. I don't wanna cause no problems. I don't wanna be the one to complain. There's just one thing on my mind. But baby, it'll go away. Yeah, maybe it'll go away. Yeah, maybe it'll go away. I think there might have been a mistake, a little thing that eats away at my soul. I thought it was a cut and dry case, but now it's taking more and more of a toll. I swear that I think I'm climbing, but I keep sinking into this hole. I wish I didn't have these problems. I wish I didn't have to be on the dole. There's a pain deep in my side, but maybe it'll go away. I think I might be going crazy, chasing a tail that could be mine. I try to trust intuition. I see a curve when I should be seeing a line. I need to move past my problems. I need to move past the block in my mind. A stabbing ache that makes me blind. But baby, it'll go away. Maybe it'll go away.
know how we're gonna do the next thing, but all I hope is in you. Our hearts laid bare in a hurricane. So much pain, so much beauty too. So much pain, so much beauty too. Time to heal our sweet little supernova, taught us deeper how to feel, taught us deeper how to feel. From now on
Light Apothecary off the CD Silence to Sound, Supernova. You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show, and I have Michael Daughtry live in the studio.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hey. Welcome back, Michael Daughtry.
Glad to be back.
We were just talking about how fabulous it is when you come, because it's so stress-free for me.
Well, that makes me feel really good.
You're
you know.
So professional.
I try to be. Well, like we were saying earlier, you know, if you want to sort of stick around in this biz, you know, there are certain things that it's like, let's try and be professional. Let's try and, You know, because I'm about sustainability. You know, that's a big word people like throwing around now. So I'm all about it.
Right.
I'm all about
it. I don't know. So I think less and less people have been throwing that word around these days. But let's start throwing it around again.
Yeah. Let's not burn our bridges and all that stuff. That's no good. Because you may have to cross that bridge. Now what? You know?
Yeah. So you have a new EP.
Yes.
As the Crow Flies.
Yes.
And this is, I mean, just in the past few months?
So it was released in mid-November.
End of last year.
And we're just sort of promoting the EP, and it's on sale. You can get it on iTunes, our Bandcamp site. You can get it on our website through this.
Website is?
MichaelDaughtry.com.
And let's spell out Michael Daughtry.
Yes, because that is
Some people can't spell Michael, and then Daughtry. There are.
I'm having more trouble with Daughtry than I am Michael the past few years. But it kind of goes back and forth, you know.
Because I think there is like another singer who has got an E in there or something.
Yes,
right. American Idol or something.
Daugherty and a Daughtry.
Right, Daughtry.
So
it's
M I C H A E L. And then Daughtry, DAUGHTRY.
All right. And then .com.
.com.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. So, MichaelDaughtry.com. Should we hear a song?
Yeah, let's hear something on there. Track one. This is I Don't Follow. This is one of my favorites. I love it. It's just a romp.
All right. I Don't Follow. This is Michael Daughtry on Licks and Lyrics.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
I'm just saying, Michael. A little bit of rocking there goes a long way, Michael Daughtry.
Thanks, Louise. I appreciate it. That was the intention.
And we were just discussing that, is this your first foray into the keyboard on the CD experience?
I think, yes, for CDs.
Yes.
Let's say a DAT tape back in the day, a million years ago.
There may be a recording somewhere not been duplicated.
A DAT or an ADAT. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But yes, this is the first CD digital sort of, the keyboard / piano thing
going on.
But
then when you are writing your song, are you on the guitar or are you on the keyboard?
Oh, that's a great question. Most of the time I'm on guitar.
Okay.
Most of the time. Now, I'm actually working on a few songs for our next... of course.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
It's sort of like...
what are you waiting for?
I know. What's
Here they are.
Right, here they are. They're there. So yeah. I'm gonna do my thing and keep going. So yeah, I've got some that I've actually written on the keyboard and on the piano. I say keyboard. I mean piano.
I have a piano
at home. Yeah.
Okay. But that was keyboard that we heard.
Yeah,
right?
That was keyboard. Yeah.
But so now you have a piano and you're finding yourself writing on the piano more and more.
Yes, I am. Piano was my first instrument growing up.
But then when you went to Berkeley, because you...
I changed.
Then that was the guitar.
Became the guitar, yep. I switched sort of from piano to guitar.
But in your childhood.
Yeah, well, growing up, once again, I'm no spring chicken. So we either could take piano or we took nothing, That was our choices for musical instruments. Piano or... just sing with the radio. So I took piano growing up,
because that gives you a good understanding of music theory.
Yes. I'm really glad that I had that because, my wife, she's musical as well. But she didn't get the theory as much as I did growing up.
Okay.
But
when did you get it growing up, or did you get it when you went to Berkeley?
Both.
Oh, you had a teacher.
I had a really great piano teacher, Miss Nell Middleton. She is, I think she's around 90 years old. And guess what?
She's probably still doing lessons.
Of course she is. That's what, she's like my hero. I want to be that person, in their 80s, still have maybe 5 or 10 students,
still spreading the gift of love. Yeah, of music. Why not?
Some things in life don't share. There's no death of a salesman complex with music teachers. I mean, music doesn't change. No, changes, but at the same time, it doesn't change. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. The notes and the theory and. Yeah. I must say, my daughter, she does really well with someone who's going to also be like, now you can do better.
Yes. That takes.
Yeah, just like a little bit of you feel like you're disappointing someone.
Right.
Because maybe it's got a little bit of relating to your grandmother or something, but that works really well.
It really does. It really does. Especially
makes you want to practice.
Yes, it does. Because some people can practice and... just a little bit and still get by, but you as a teacher still know that what that student is capable of, you can sort of be like, well, it sounded really good and you got everything, but
you're not feeling it.
Because the dynamics as a teacher, I'm always like, well, everyone has their own technique, but my thing is notes, rhythm, then dynamics.
Oh, okay.
Get the notes first.
Okay.
Because if you're playing wrong notes, Bad. Then we've got the rhythm, because if you're not playing the right rhythm,
it's hard
to recognize.
Tap your foot. Yeah.
And then, of course, dynamics, because the dynamics is just it's more than the icing on the cake. It's everything.
Juicy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the real stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of go that route with my...
Okay. And is that what Miss Nell...
Middleton
taught
you? That was one of her things. Oh, yeah. Okay. She was big into that. And we were, it was classical music, a little bit of jazz.
Okay.
It was very sort of, but at the time, great classical music. It's like, even little tiny kids get into it. So, what is it I heard someone say about classical? It's like the oldest or the longest dying trend of music in recorded human history. It's classical music. It's still around. So
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think that like everyone likes everyone. I think that there's, you know, there's usually like one type of music where you're just like not that.
Because the people who are really emotional and like dramatic stuff can listen to like Chopin or Tchaikovsky or Beethoven and just get all that energy. Yeah. You know? So I was a little more into that growing up. Beethoven was like, and Chopin were two of my.
And that's why you rock now.
I think,
you're going for the rocking ones.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, they rocked. They really did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because your stuff is definitely rocking.
Oh, thanks, Louise. That's the intention. So.
Yeah. So do you want to play something else off the CD? You want to play something live? What you want to do, Michael Daughtry?
I'm going to do, let me sort of bring it back a little bit. I'm going to do a song called Belong.
And where Belong, I don't see on the CDs. Is this a new one, an old one?
This is an old one.
Okay.
It's an old one. It's actually, it's available on the Bandcamp site as well. And it's from back in the day. So, but I've kept it. The reason.
Kept it fresh?
Yeah, I've kept it, in the bin, so to speak, and on the front burner. About a year and a half ago, the songwriter John Ford Coley from England Dan and John Ford Coley, the 70s sort of songwriting duo, he heard me play this song, and he just, for what, you know, how songs can just attach to certain people, you know?
Yeah.
So he wanted to hear that song again.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know who he was. This was at down in South Carolina. And so someone sort of whispered in my ear in between sets, like, that's John Ford Coley, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do that song again, you know? Because I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. Like,
I
don't usually do, like, songs over from an earlier set, you know?
Right,
I don't want
right.
people to get bored. But it's John Ford Coley, so I'm going to play this one.
Okay,
yeah.
Special request.
Exactly.
Then. That's
so
that's kind of
there's
a
little story behind this song. So. So I keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's Belong.
Till my heart can feel the funk, I get some kind of nervous. Do I deserve us? The question for me to a crawl. You got this guy, that guy, looking at you, and I'm diving through that hullabaloo. Yeah, and I'll see you, and I'll just move on. Well, I love the way that you try to make me feel like I belong. And I love the way when things get rough, you shield me with your song. But I don't like the way that you set me right, just in case I'm wrong. But I love the way that you feel like I belong. We got all these emotions, typical notions, they keep us where we ought to be. There's a world full of trouble and a technical juggle, but why do you refuse to see? There's a new day, a new age is coming to you. Can I get my life in your attitude? Then I'll see you. Yeah, I must move on. Well, I love the way that you try to make me feel like I belong. And I love the way when things get rough, you shield me with your song. Well, I don't like the way that you set me right, just in case I'm wrong. But I love the way that you feel like I belong. I got Monday or Tuesday, one Monday through day, until my heart can feel the fall.
but I get some kind of nervous. Well, do I deserve us? The questions slow me to a crawl. Oh.
Woo!
Well, that's a ride, right?
It was rocking and positive.
There you go. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
A nice, yeah. You know what? Everyone needs a little message about belonging these days more than ever.
I know. And once again, Louise, this song was written close to, I mean, it's almost 10 years old, but, you know.
This song is almost 10 years old.
Yeah, that song's almost 10 years old.
But it's just on this EP. So is it that it wasn't ready for 10 years? Or
oh, well, see, this one's not on that EP.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, that's right. No, Belong. You're right. You're right.
So, yeah, I threw in a really old one.
That's right.
One
you threw in a really old. But this well, you know what, though?
What's
honey,
that?
I mean, really, that feeling of belonging, that goes back to middle school.
It
right?
does.
Right? Or,
yeah,
or earlier.
This song has, yeah, and it has kind of a, it has an innocent feel to it, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of like if you're in a group of people and there's that one person that comes along and just sort of like, they're not, they're just into you, you mm-hmm. know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They just want to talk to you mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah,
and then in a romantic setting, just, it's like,
yeah,
you know, you could have anyone mm-hmm. it that you want and
yeah.
you choose to be with me. So, you know, I just feel like it's a good universal mm-hmm. and it's an upbeat song. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone loves that feeling. So,
absolutely.
So I'm glad once again, these songs, sometimes you write them and you're like, I don't know if these are going to have legs, if they're going to be around. That was one song that was written in literally like 10 minutes.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It just like the pen or, you know, everything was just going really fast.
And it's so happy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you're obviously in a good place.
I was in a great place. So yeah. It was like, you know, I was I felt like I belonged, and the song came out, and there you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yay.
I know, so I hope.
But it's
I,
not always that easy.
No.
No.
No. No. Some of the songs on this EP actually had a lot of pieces and parts that sort of joined pieces of songs that were maybe written several years ago that, you know, just kind of came together. And this EP definitely has some. None of the songs from this EP came in 10 minutes. I can promise
okay.
you that.
Okay. But then you said you've already got some more.
Yeah. Some of those are in the waiting. So,
and how long does it usually take you? So normally, of course, a 10-minute song doesn't happen.
Right.
So
normally,
norm
yeah.
is, are you kind of like finding yourself going back, like sort of you put it aside and go back to it and put it aside and go back to it?
Yes.
You're big at editing.
Yeah, and I don't have a real recipe for how many times I go back and wait.
But you're not afraid to edit? You're not afraid to step away?
Not at all.
And is this stuff you learned at Berkeley? Is this
yeah,
like this songwriting
yeah,
tech where you're
absolutely.
Just...
Absolutely. Well, Belong, once again, the song Belong, I edited lyrics a couple of years after I wrote it.
Oh, okay, know? Okay.
Sort of, and that's the great thing about if people are like, I mean, I'm you know, if I rewrite lyrics to fit more of what's going on in life now.
Yeah.
I feel
make
like
it more
I can
relatable.
Right. And yeah. so 10 years can go by and I can still perform the song and it has this energy.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
I sing about where I was 10 years ago, I don't think it's going to have that same energy.
Yeah.
So I tailor
yeah.
my lyrics a little bit more to me.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
You know what? I think that as a songwriter, you get to do whatever you want.
There you go.
It's your own personal therapy.
Yeah,
and so,
exactly.
you know, like it's your recipe.
Yep. So I do
I
that.
Say it's right.
Thanks. I like a little validation every once in a while.
Oh, I like a lot of validation
oh,
all
yes.
the time.
We're songwriters, right?
I know. We're clap just, for me.
Exactly.
Clap for me, please. Clap. Clap.
Yes. You know, I'm telling my story, and I want you to completely be into it.
That's
you know?
Right. And be on my side.
And be on my
and
side.
And applaud for me.
Don't argue.
Don't
argue. You know, that's probably why I couldn't be like a stand-up comedian, you know, because
right,
the whole
heckling.
Heckler thing.
Oh, no. Not welcome here.
Yes, yes. yeah. I don't thrive off of like confrontation
oh,
and things
no,
like that.
No.
Not my bag.
No. Oh, absolutely not. It will be noted. And then later on, I will tell everyone what I thought about it, and you will be clearly in the wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect response to that. So.
Oh. All right. So do you want to play something else live? Or you want to play something else off the CD? What do you want to do?
Let's do something live.
What else you got for us, Michael Daughtry?
I'm actually going to do something off of the EP.
What you going to do?
I'm going to do it live, and it's called Sweet Forgiveness.
Ooh, Sweet Forgiveness. Now is this... Well, I'll ask you about it later.
Okay, great. All right.
Wild. I tried to stay, but the restless feelings don't subside. A victim once, a teacher twice. You let me choose to renew or wither in my time. I see the things that I need to change. I'm tired of that fun, and I've dug myself this hole to crawl out. I'm done with being cruel. You always treated me kind, and I've been such a silly fool. You're seeing in my eyes that I'm longing for your sweet forgiveness. Problem solved. Take a night. You let me revel in every moment. No deadlines. A victim once, and a teacher twice. You let me choose to renew or wither in my time. I see the things that I need to change. I'm tired of that fun, and I've dug myself this hole to crawl out. I'm done with being cool. You always treated me kind, and I've been such a silly fool. Seeing in my eyes that I'm longing for your sweet forgiveness. Thank
nice.
You, thank you, thank
nice.
You.
Nice. I like those lyrics. I'm done with being cool.
Boy. Oh, yeah.
I'm way done with that.
I'm done with that.
I don't have way the energy past for that. Right?
Yeah, I'm just like,
yeah,
that's
I'm
the
so
whole,
cool, I don't care anymore.
If you're asking someone forgiveness,
oh, yeah.
Coolness is like way out the window. Like, you know. Plus, if you're so used to being cool, not that I'm like used to being cool, but if I were used to being cool, you know, then that means even more. You know?
Yeah, 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 absolutely, absolutely. So. Yeah, no, that's great. I like that. I like that. I like that. That was great. That was great. And that, you're listening to Licks and Lyrics, yeah. And we're live here with Michael Daughtry, and he just played Sweet Forgiveness off live, and that is on your newest EP.
That is on the EP.
Crow Flies, but how many CDs? I mean, you've
This is my fifth. This is my fifth. I can't believe it.
Fifth.
Wow.
And you're already like gearing up for another one.
I'm gearing up for the next one. Yeah. And I can't decide. I'm deciding now if I'm releasing two EPs or one LP. I can't decide yet.
Oh, wow. So, gosh. You've been busy.
Yes, I've been a busy lad.
Okay. But you said you've got a bunch that's in the works. Not quite, but you feel like, oh, I can almost feel this.
Right.
Is done.
And some things that
you see on the horizon.
Right. And things that I've had a few years that I've just sort of been like, well, I think it's time. I think it's time to sort of...
Which you've probably tweaked a little bit.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy, there's some tweaking. It's like, this is sort of like, you know, if people are interested enough, it would be interesting to sort of hear like the songs that started out.
Oh, I think that
out,
stuff
you know?
Is totally fascinating.
Right.
Oh, that stuff is totally interesting.
So yeah.
You know? I mean, and there are some times where you like write a song and it's really not that good, but you really like it for some reason. And so that's how you know, like, oh, I'm not done with it.
Let me give a quick example. Since this is a songwriting geared type show, the verses for Sweet Forgiveness used to be a song that sounded like...
Oh, rock? Oh,
so it had a completely different...
Oh, a little more rockin' and a little less sweet.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So it just,
so you totally changed the rhythm.
I changed the whole feel of the song.
So the melody was it stayed the same, but the rhythm.
Yeah,
the feel.
Yes, exactly.
More appropriate.
Feel. Yeah, more appropriate.
Because
exactly.
I'm sorry, that's rocking.
That's not
groveling.
Not about forgiveness. Yeah. You're not asking for forgiveness. I'm like, duh, yeah, right. Yeah. Woo, come on, woo, come on, woo, yeah. Like the horses coming in, you know, the stampede. Like,
right. You forgive me? Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Go, go. So, yeah. Things have to sort of match the mood, I feel like. It had to match more. So I just sort of slowed it down. And, you know, and that took me years. I mean, that little section was about 2 years old. And it took me all that time to just sort of be like, slow it down, dummy. You know? Listen
to
the lyrics.
And really, just all of a sudden, you were like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. So that one is one. And there's some keyboards on that one, too, I'm excited about. So y'all check out the whatever your preferred thing is. We're on Spotify and we're on Pandora now. I mean, all the different things.
You go, Michael Daughtry.
Yeah,
and you're called Michael Daughtry Band.
Yes.
And
yes,
so this is, and that's MICHAELDAUGHTRY.
You've got it. I'm so glad when people get it.
Yes. Well, spelling is important.
It is. It is. Especially, you know, because there are several other artists with, like you were
similar.
Saying, the derivative, the different.
Oh, yeah. No, Daughtry has a lot of different spellings.
Yeah,
I think that's the key.
It
but
is.
Michael Daughtry Band as the Crow Flies. Fifth season.
Fifth, yeah.
And
fifth.
Sixth already. Right. You know what? You're so brave. You're so brave. Sometimes people come in here and they're like, oh my God, I did it. Never
I'm done.
Never again.
Oh, as soon as I was done with this one, I was just sort of like, I had this crop of new songs that just were sort of like waiting in the wings.
And so at this point, you're like, it's going to either be like an LP or two.
Or two
EPs.
EPs, but it's probably looking like.
And do you think this will be 2017? What is your.
Yeah.
Or
we always hope, right? That's the
you
goal.
You know, we're in February. We can say 2017.
We can say 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like any other release.
Because you have not
something.
Started recording anything.
No.
Okay.
No, not
okay.
a thing.
Okay.
I've got.
And
all
are you
the...
gonna? Are you thinking this is? Is this where you? Is this your studio, or do you like to go to different places and try different?
It better be my studio. It's my drummer's studio.
You know what? Well done.
And
keep it in the drummer's studio.
He's great. So
he's got good ears.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom Miller. He does a lot of sound for. He's done sound for like the North Carolina Symphony. He's done for Ed Stevenson and Paco Band.
Oh, he, wow.
He's done
and
sound
he plays
for,
drums.
Yeah, he's a great nice. Person to have, like, nice. And a great friend, too. So, you know,
yeah.
Shout out to Tom.
Yeah, well, nice Tom Miller from
yeah,
and, Tritone Studios.
Yeah,
says.
Tritone is the name. They used to be like a, and they still are a mobile recording service. He was in Charlotte earlier this week, and
a
then he came
mobile
back.
Mobile recording service. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. sweet.
It's a very, yeah.
He, that makes sense.
He's really good. They do shows at the Museum of Art in Raleigh. And so, you know, he's really good at taking the room and just knowing what the room needs yeah. and then knowing what the sound needs. It's all stuff. Louise, I don't know if you're like me, but I just, any sort of sound engineering, I really respect. I respect.
Yeah.
Mostly because I suck at it. That's you where know, I'm coming from.
I don't suck, but but my ears get real tired real fast.
Well,
and so honestly, that for me, that longevity of the ears, because I'm like, I can tell that it's good or bad, but I at a certain point, my ears are tired,
but
and I don't care anymore.
Analyze past
and
a certain.
Yeah.
I'm
so
with you.
I totally yes, yeah. it is definitely
yeah.
yeah respect for the good ears for the tireless.
Yeah,
ears that will sit there
the
and
patience.
You know what? Patience is not my best thing. No. I'm good at. I have many skills, but patience is not in my top 10. I must say.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too.
Yeah,
for sure.
So that's good. As someone who can keep the beat, a drummer who can keep the beat.
Yeah. Well,
and is responsible.
Yeah.
And has good ears. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a blessed person mm-hmm. to have. I've worked over the years with some really. Fantastic musicians. So
yeah.
I'm just very, very fortunate.
Yeah, you really have. You really,
really have. Yeah.
You've had quite
the more you
a.
Think about
yeah.
it. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So, and it just makes me. I feel like it makes me a better musician.
Absolutely.
You know?
So if you're paying attention, it does. Yeah.
So folks out there, here's my word of advice: don't work with the guy or the gal who you know. Just has the equipment and you're working with them because they have the PA. You know?
Right. And they're cheap.
Yeah.
Right. Because work the $100 that you just saved.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That's so like out the door. Work with people that sort of either challenge you musically or that you're just really super comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't settle.
Because it's a mad skill.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Pay people for their mad skills.
Yes.
Let's do that.
And reward them because, you know. Because
they have to eat too.
They do have to eat.
Yeah.
And they may come up with something that just totally sings to your soul, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next project of some artist might just blow you away.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's happened to me. I've heard artists that maybe I sort of wrote off as like, well, they just have that certain sound. And then something happens and they, you know what I mean? Like they'll release something. You'll be like, is that even them?
Oh.
There may be a little bit of that going on with our next project.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we like the element of surprise.
All right. I'm in. Bring it.
Come along with us.
Bring it. I'm ready. All right. You're listening to Licks and Lyrics. We got Michael Daughtry live in the studio with us today. And so what do you want to do next? Do you want to play more live? You want to play something else? We have like 10 minutes.
Let's do something off of the CD.
What would you like?
Let's hear The Spirit Is Yearning. That's track 4.
This?
Mega deep lyrics all of a sudden. So hope y'all enjoy this one.
All right. So here we have off the new EP, As the Crow Flies, by the Michael Daughtry Band. Here is The Spirit Is Yearning.
Jumping off this old running wheel, the big reveal is coming in hot and cold, shaking me up inside. And when I slow down to catch a breath, I'm scared to death of opening up a scar. Finding truth is tearing me apart. The spirit is yearning for something. Stratosphere, it isn't clear.
No! if we should be headed back. Turbulence in the sky, the engineer of our destiny is listening, kinetically following. Is it you who tear the world apart? The spirit is yearning for something.
The Spirit is Yearning, Michael Daughtry Band, off the new EP As the Crow Flies. And we've got Michael Daughtry.
Hi.
Live in the studio with us today.
Hey, people.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Michael. Oh, you are always entertaining.
Hey.
And this, professional.
Well, oh, thank you.
You've never been late. You've never flaked on me at the last minute.
Okay, I'm going to find some wood to knock on.
And, you know, for a musician... Sometimes that bad reputation is well deserved, but no, not here.
Thanks.
You got a good reputation.
I appreciate that,
Michael Daughtry.
I try my best. I mean, you know, it's important to show up.
Yeah. Well, and you got the mad chops. You got the good resume. You went to the Berklee School of Music. Obviously, that's something to pay attention to.
I knew a long time ago this is what I wanted to do, so I just, you know. I just kept at it. Get it done. And I'm keeping at it.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
So
it's no, like you're still enjoying it, obviously. Right. If like you're sitting here like, I think I'm going to have either two EPs or one LP.
Right, right.
And you just, I mean, this thing is like just a few months old.
Oh, it's just a few months old. We're just in the zone doing my songwriting thing and just, you know, just staying at it. So
yeah, that's good. It's good for you.
It is.
It's good for you.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
And really, for all those songwriters out there that are like, how do I justify spending money on my music? Right. It's therapy.
Absolutely.
It's your therapy.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Think about how pricey therapists are. And let's do, you know.
Here are some results.
I have something
that you share with someone else who maybe that helps them.
Exactly. It's like a chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, of course, I think songwriters are influenced. Yeah, and they're also influenced from outside other people. I like writing songs from a different perspective, from another person's perspective.
Uh-huh.
I like that approach too. But that's why some people, well, that was funny when you say a quick story with Sweet Forgiveness. My drummer was like, man, what did you do? And I'm like, look,
that's
look,
personal.
Dude.
Yeah, and that's none of your business.
Fortunately,
I plead
it was
the fifth.
Yeah, exactly. I plead the fifth. So, fortunately, that was one song that was, you know, taken with some other people. Some other people did some, you know,
you sort of embellished.
Those weren't my dirty deeds.
Yeah,
those were
sometimes. Well, you know, and sometimes a song becomes the compilation of many different people,
right?
Or many different experiences,
because you have to convey the message.
Yes. And why not turn it up to 11?
Absolutely.
Right.
That helps. It helps with the, I mean, it's like great storytelling. It's is the story 100%?
Right.
You know, it's like the movie Big Fish.
No,
like,
no one's saying just, this is the biographical version. Right. It's just relatable.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a little bit of you in there, and maybe there's a little bit of someone else
absolutely.
In there. Or maybe there's a little bit of you throughout your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Sweet forgiveness. So we are almost out of time on Licks and Lyrics today, but I want to thank Michael Daughtry for coming in to the studio. Let's once again talk about, you've got a website.
Yeah. So the website is michaeldaughtry.com. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Google Michael Daughtry Band. Are you the only Michael Daughtry with this spelling?
Maybe. No. Of course, there's one more. There's one more.
That's a musician?
That's a musician.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, if you look for North Carolina-based, okay. you're good to go.
Okay.
We're on Michael Reverb Daughtry. Nation, SoundCloud. Once again, michaeldaughtry.com is the website.
And that's michaeldaughtry.com.
And we have some gigs. The next sort of local set of gigs we have, we're playing the Rock and Roll Marathon here in Raleigh. That's in April. We're doing the Cooper River Run down in Charleston at the end of March, which I am so excited about.
So much fun. It's
like 50, last year there were like 56,000 runners that we played for. It was amazing. So I'm doing a string, like a mini tour down there in the end of March. We're playing Awandaw and then Elliott Borough Mini Bar. And so we're doing all these like string of about a week's worth of gigs down in Charleston. So that's the end of March.
And Charleston is so fun.
And Charleston's great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I have friends and family down there, get to catch up. So
good for you. Yeah. You know what? Well done, Michael Daughtry.
Thank you.
Well done, Michael Daughtry.
I'm making it work. So.
Yes, you are. You rock on, Michael
I'm gonna
Daughtry.
Try.
Thanks again for coming on Licks and Lyrics. Let's have one more song off the EP as on our way out. Shall
yes,
we?
This is As the Crow Flies, where the lyric came from. It's called Something to Prove.
Ooh, Something to Prove. This is Michael Daughtry Band on Licks and Lyrics.
Don't cry, sunshine. I won't leave you alone. Flow through the turnstile. Throw me a stern smile before you go. Showtime sublime. Lights can burn to the bone. Hold back the stage fright. Don't let the short side.
Oh,
Something to Prove, Michael Daughtry Band. And thanks again to Michael Daughtry for coming and joining me.
Thank you.
In the studio today.
Always love Licks
and
Lyrics.
Always a pleasure. Always fun, right?
100%.
Yeah. Let's just keep it. Let's just keep it that way.
We're going to keep it that way.
Yeah. All right. You come back again soon, Michael Daughtry. And thanks again for listening. You are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
I'm your ghost on fire.